This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not?
Old Brutus. Kilgore Trout. Chronicle issue. Taylor Bass. Corey, or whatever the hell your name is. Some people say
my love can't issue. Live from deep beneath the NSA Dragnet, this is Internet Chronicle Radio!
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio hate is so powerful, your body doesn't know the difference. Joining us live tonight, as always, for a fun conversation is Kilgore Trout of Chronicle.su. Oh, I should announce myself, too. I'm HateSec. I never do that, where I tell them my name, too. I totally... And I'm HateSec.
Your body's got ways of shutting that down.
Kilgore.
Your body's got ways of shutting that down.
If Remember hate that? Radio is turns into rape radio, a woman's body can just shut that whole thing down. What was that dude's name?
I don't know.
Did you get pregnant from rape? You must have wanted it then, right? You must have wanted it.
So that's a really horrible implication there. And this is really a horrible discussion we're having here. We're not the people who have any experience on any of this, man.
Well, you brought it up.
We're PWMBs. We can't talk about it.
We're basically exercising our privilege as white man babies to just say words that bother other people. You wanted to talk about privileged white man babies tonight. What exactly did you want to talk about?
I don't really want to talk about it. I just think it's funny to remember it, that, you know, that lingo that you're a non-central is always putting out, and how bad of Milhouses they are with forcing that shit. You know what I mean? Always Milhousing.
I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about you're a non-central now.
Oh, pushing that lingo. PWMB stuff.
They're the ones who push the PWMBs. They're the ones affiliated with Heather Marsh. They're the ones who had everyone calling American U.S.ian for a while. That's totally over now.
U.S.ian?
Yeah.
Because America maybe co-ops South America?
No, the thinking behind Heather Marsh is...
Hold on a second.
Is etymology is where all meaning... No, it's very important, this point. This Heather Marsh etymology propaganda, it's something you got to look out for. What? Go ahead.
Is Jackal Anon your Anon Central?
No, that's your Anon News. Your Anon Central.
I thought they were the same thing.
No, Euro Non-Central is a totally, well, not totally different. Sometimes they got the same people. I don't really follow the gossip on who is who, but we all know Euro Non-Central is this Sparta ZC or something and Georgie BC or something. And a.k.a. Heather Marsh, who writes these weird books about, that kind of just pseudo-intellectual bunch of white noise type of incomprehensible bullshit. And her idea overlaps with a lot of the other rhetoric, from the right, the alt-right, who Weave just posted the other day this stupid-ass video about etymology and how the meaning of words, that we get our words from, was not the same before, and how that reflects a changing culture. And that's just such, that's the same crazy fallacy that we've got going on with, you know, Heather Marsh, where it's like pedophile is a word that's root words mean love of children. So there are no such thing as pedophiles because they actually want to hurt children. Because so there's this pedosadism that she talks, that they use in the Operation Death Eaters, right? How about Op Trump, though? That's pretty cool.
Weave, you talked about Weave, man. Yeah. There's a guy who knows the meaning of words. Weave fucking banned me from Encyclopedia Dramatica IRC.
Oh, yeah?
And in parentheses it said logging, because I idle in there. He thought I was logging, and like we've written extensively about him using his own words.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy who knows the meaning of words, willing to ban me from EDIRC.
He's afraid
of
you.
I'll get back in there and really.
He's afraid
of you. Russell is Jimmy's.
He doesn't want his words to get out, man.
These people are obsessed with word meanings, though. Like, they'll, like, no such thing as pedophiles. They'll say anything just to insert their big stupid faces into the public conversation. Like, we don't need that. Thanks,
well,
no thanks.
I think I got it perfect, and if I don't say so myself, in that one story, Heather Marsh is a pedophile. Because if I come out and say in public, you're a pedophile, nobody out there in the whole world is going to see that and say, oh my God, she must love children. Right? And with this whole Op Death Eaters thing, she must really love those children.
She's the only true pedophile. But she has it within herself.
Yeah, in the whole world. Right. She's the only one who knows what those words mean.
I get it. Like,
but no,
the other people can't handle it, but I get it.
Obviously, just because someone's named Philip, we don't associate him with, like, oh, he must be in love all the time, you know? It's the same root as pedophile, right?
Right.
You know, obviously, this whole idea that, you know, if we look up the root word meaning of words, and, you know, we'll get some insight into... you know, some obvious, this is the kind of thing you use to talk about something you don't want to, you know, this is like, so you can avoid talking about whatever the point someone's trying to make is. You start talking about their goddamn etymology or some shit, you know. This is such a, well, that word originally meant.
It's a total derailment.
That's right. That's what they would say. Derailment.
But, you know, she's come under a lot of criticism from us at the Internet Chronicle, chronicle.su, and
everybody
maybe
there,
a little on Hate Radio.
Everybody out there, sit on your knees and sit Indian style in a circle. And what should they say to praise Chronicle?
Knees.
Like, just like...
Chronicle is the only true God, the one true God.
Yeah, say that, draw a little whatever you... whatever icon you want to draw in the sand or on the ground there in blood or whatever, that's cool too.
You can draw the chrome icon easily around
yeah,
you, and you can sit
good.
In that little blue dot.
It's pretty good. The chrome icon. You could draw all kinds of mandalas. You could draw, you know, the little satanic symbols, or you could draw a cross if you're a Christian, or a Star of David if you're a Jew, and
you could do that.
Crescent and the star, you know, or whatever Hindus draw. They draw mandalas, right?
But everybody's going to laugh at you if you call it a mandala. And they're going to accuse you of derailing the conversation with your mandala bullshit. like Heather Marsh or something. So don't, you know, don't get carried away.
Well, mandala originally means...
draw some circles. Let's go back into it. It started in 1100 B.C., No. Your body doesn't know the difference. You can draw a mandala, Star of David, your spiritual body doesn't know the difference.
And if you draw something bad on accident, your body will just shut it down. So don't worry about your spiritual expressions, your rituals. Just do whatever comes to you, you know?
It'll be like it didn't even happen.
We don't do these rituals to try to improve ourselves or purify ourselves. That is a form of spiritual materialism. We do these rituals in order to, you know, just add a little meaning, a little framing, right?
A little pizzazz. Give it a little taste.
Yeah, just for fun. Just for a little fun, man. You just start a fire, and you guys get drunk. Whatever you're into.
I was at a Baptist church. I was 5 years old. And we, you know, I don't even know if we went regularly. At this time, we did. And once a Sunday, these people were up in front getting baptized. There was a tank of water, like, built into the building, so it looks like a picture, like a painting, and you're getting baptized in the painting.
Nice.
And I said, hey, that looks fun. And my mom was like, this isn't fun. That's not fun. I was like, oh, all right, this is serious. That doesn't look like fun at all, then, you know?
Well, you got no sense of sacred space, James. What's wrong with you?
I thought it was fun. Boy, was I wrong.
The thing is, the problem is you weren't in a really sacred space. It was probably a really, like, debased kind of, you know, fun type of...
No, this was a Southern Baptist church. They were on the up and up.
Yeah, but you were in a Southern Baptist church.
That's crazy.
You were in a Gothic cathedral. You weren't in a Gothic cathedral. You were in a Gothic cathedral, you would have had no confusion at all. You would have been, like, in awe. Like, oh my God, I'm in heaven.
When we went in that Catholic church?
Right, right.
And from the outside, it looked so cool, like fun. And then we went in there.
No, I mean,
and it was the opposite of fun.
I mean, an old European one, not this weird, whatever the hell that was. It was terrifying. You ever been to that Richmond Cathedral? My God, what the hell?
I can't remember the name of it. It's right beside Monroe Park. It's the big one.
The big one.
To all the Richmond listeners out there,
it was right
one of you.
You were on your block, right? Block or two away, right?
It was like one block away. Yeah. And we go in, and like we were really stoned, let's face it. But we go in, and it was like so big that it felt like there was nothing there at all. Like we were deceived, right? Like, because there was so much to the building from the outside, but you go in, and it's just a big empty space.
A lot of folly windows outside. A real deception, right?
But I wasn't awed by that. I was put off by it.
Well, you know, it's when it's smaller on the inside, that is a real kind of letdown. You walk in those doors and you're like, oh, this is claustrophobic.
I've seen homeless people in there, like, a lot.
That's where they pray. They need a lot of praying, man.
They pray to Chronicle.
Yeah, they pray to Chronicle. They pray to anything that'll get them out of the cold, right?
There's a video featured on Chronicle.su from, 2010 of us hanging out with this dude in Richmond. We were just shooting video on the street, and this guy named William.
He was a good guy. I mean, he was always he always worked the same spot, right by Joey's old spot.
Yep, right by the interstate.
The corner by the interstate, of course. And he knows his shit. He's been doing it for a while. And
5 years later, I picked that guy up again last year.
Last year.
And he remembered me. He remembered the website and his video appearing on it. He must have looked it up at a library or something.
Maybe he's got a computer. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw where he lived. Maybe he does, but... So, he was like, yeah, man, it's cool. I don't get it. Like, the hate. Everything's hate.
No, he doesn't get it.
No, but I kind of. But after I explained the joke a little bit, and then he was totally on board. He said, "Oh, I get it. Yeah, man. Right on." You know. And I sucked his dick.
Well, good for you. You really, you've done a. You know, you can sometimes will give a guy a 20, you know, or a 10. But man, if you're gonna suck his dick, that's really good.
That's worth a 20 and a 10, buddy. I got down on my knees and prayed to Chronicle that day.
Well, you know, Jesus used to suck the dicks of the homeless and the beggars and such.
It was just a nice thing to do at the time.
Of course, their version back then they called sucking dick washing of feet, but. Nowadays, we call it BJs.
Blether Josh.
That's a. Where'd you come up with that name? You must be a great writer.
I was thinking of blowjobs, and I combined
Blether,
it with Heather
Heather
Marsh.
Marsh. Blether Josh. You know, I get that now. How's the blether outside today?
How's the blether up there on your high horse, Miss Marsh? I mean, Josh. But she's probably corrected herself after we made fun of her so much. She probably looked at herself and was like, yeah, they got a point.
Yeah.
You think?
Wouldn't
you, if somebody ridiculed you
at
just the right angle?
She said that something like, oh, yeah, I love my critics more than my blah, blah, blahs or followers or something.
Mm-hmm. She calls her followers blah blah blahs.
I don't know what she called them. It was
another thing.
It was some kind of strange term that referred to a group of maybe not followers, but something like that.
My so and so's
haters. I don't know. We aren't really haters, though. I don't think we really hate on anybody since Bear Brown. Back then, we really hated on him, but that was personal. You know, he made that shit personal.
He kind of did. He he was out of line. A couple of times.
I mean, he did. After that time he called you, I just had no good words to say. I mean, there was a point where, you know, I didn't like what he was doing, but I still found it to be some kind of work or service or something. You know, like at least he was trying. But after that, man.
Right. Right. No we'll way. Play the we'll play the clip of him telling me I'm not allowed in Anonymous. You're not anonymous, sweetheart.
Yeah, he's not anonymous. Where was he back in the days with Hal Turner and shit? He was fucking playing around on some political blog.
PlayStation.
Or some shit. Yeah.
Playing on that Sony.
He was writing. He was writing love letters to Ayn Rand.
No, he was writing. he was writing for The Onion. Remember, he wrote for The Onion.
If anyone ever. Can source the ones he wrote, you know? I'd really like
if
to see
If you know
that.
Which articles Barrett wrote, please let us know at, I think it's press@chronicle.su. You can email us there and let us know.
That shit will forward straight to our personal emails.
The real emails that you're not allowed to know.
You'll never know.
You fucking peasants. Pieces of shit, listeners. You subhuman filth.
God. Hey, you got it out for them.
Morons. Well, they're alright. They're good guys, though.
They try.
They listen.
Oh, yeah, they listen. Probably every single person tuned in right now has this internal monologue where they're just listening to themselves instead of us, you know?
They won't even remember what we said.
Yeah, you'll ask them and they'll be like, PWMBs?
If you'll go back to time code 185049, and what did you think about Kilgore's point about PWMBs he made? This is a test. Actually, we should... Hey, so here's what's coming down the pipeline for Chronicle.su. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Horoscopes. We're going to be doing weekly horoscopes. all 12 astrological signs or whatever there is.
Oh, that's a good idea. I actually, you know what? I want to help you with that if we're going to do that, because
You take six and I'll take six.
I'll do the ritual little things where you go through the, where you look at the actual stars and shit.
You're going to look at the stars?
I'll let someone else do it. I'll go to some website that does it for you. I'll get really into the, the casting of the, fortunes, you know? There is a method to it.
I'll throw the dice.
There is method to it. If you just make it up, you're kind of doing the world a disservice, dude. You got to actually...
It's all the bad things that are going to happen to you every day. All day.
Well, it's all written in the stars, and you've got to learn to read it now if you want to write a horoscope.
I'll write the stars.
No, you got to read the stars, and then you write the stars. Yeah, you read the, I'll write you write them the first. Stars. You got to write
them
the stars.
Second.
You got to write the, you got to read them to write them, though. That's the thing I'm saying. You got to have some method there.
Frankly, I think it's the other way around, but we'll just agree to disagree.
Well, Mercury must be in retrograde, man. Because when someone says agree to disagree, I don't like that. What is that?
It implies that there's a credibility to your argument.
How about let's disagree to agree?
He says no, because if I were to agree to disagree, then that would imply that there's some credibility at all to your side of the argument, which there isn't. So I won't do that.
There you go. Stick to your guns, man. Jesus Christ.
This girl, I ordered a beer from her at the bar. And she goes, "Hey, you're cute. What's your sign?" And she said it so cool that I didn't even notice it at first. I was like, "Whoa!" She really it was like she slipped me a note. And it was I didn't know.
She
what to
could
say
talk
to that
late. You should have been like, "Yeah, baby, I'm a whatever the fuck." You just make one up, even if you don't know.
she was like moderately attractive, but just how sly she was about that, it bumped her up a couple notches in my book.
Hey, I'm a Chinese. In Chinese astrology, I'm a tiger, man. That's really highly desirable. Everybody wants to be a tiger.
You have that tiger blood.
I think 86 was the year of the tiger or something. Or at least the Chinese 86.
You know what tiger blood is, don't you? That's
Charlie Sheen's blood.
That's HIV. Apparently, as it turns out, it's tiger blood mix HIV.
You fucked. It's actually monkey blood from where it was fucking monkeys. Right, that's where HIV comes from.
I got in a conversation with this Christian dude about
apes.
HIV came from. Right, I was like, "Do you think somebody fucked a monkey?"
No.
He goes, "Oh wow, I don't know, man."
No, they ate it wrong.
Well, you know everything else.
Yeah.
It came from the gays, though. Is, I guess, what he wanted to say. But I just said, I was like, well, either it came from the monkeys or it came from gay people. Which is it, dude? Well, I really don't know. Well, then why do you claim to know anything? It came because Charlie Sheen was out there fucking monkeys. And that's how you get it. That's the only way to get HIV. And a lot of people don't realize that.
No, you can get HIV easily by going out there and... killing a bonobo, let's say, and then grilling it raw, and you have a nice raw piece of bonobo. It's just bloody, you know. Dude, I saw the most nastiest thing. There's in molecular gastronomy, there's this way that people render out the essence of beef, and it's this dark red nightmare liquid, just
the
like
essence.
Like a pudding almost of rare bloody Whoa. Meat, right? I saw this. It's so fucking revolting to look at.
It's like a meat syrup.
Like everything you don't like about the red, the dark red rare color of meat, it's just that in a syrup.
Mm. You could dip your french fries in that.
You know, it almost does look like ketchup.
You could use it in a chili.
They probably do. I mean, this molecular gastronomy guys, man.
Yeah, that's weird, dude. That's really weird. They appreciate the very, very small things in their food.
So I saw this, maybe the same guy, he had these little shots of like some kind of syrup, and he had these little, I don't know, they were like really little tiny test tubes or droppers, right, full of liquid, and he would just draw these images inside this shot of liquor.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Put little dots in there. Yeah, it was fucking cool. And it was all these weird essences of, I think that one actually he had made a bagel liquid, just like the essence of bagel, right?
Essence of bagel? Exciting. Like a yellowish?
Like a liquid bagel, yeah. It looked like
the essence
beer.
Essence of bagel.
Actually, you know, what that made me think of is how beer was made in Sumeria and Egypt, and later on too in other places. They would bake this bread, right? And they would just turn it into a slurry and some liquid.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and you would drink it like mate. Because it was a slurry. It was a slurry, not a goddamn beer like you would think.
And you, instead of a beer glass, you drink it from a trough.
No, you drink it from a straw and a little container.
You want to change gears here and talk about, I don't know. You got any funny stories about hallucinogenic drug abuse?
No, that's not a funny subject. That is maybe next week, man.
You ever use corn syrup? Your body doesn't know the difference.
Your body just shuts it down.
Your body, you know, your body doesn't know what to do with it. It sends it to the kidneys. They're like, yeah, fuck that. That's not our thing. It goes to the liver. No thanks.
I see the corn.
Why just go straight syrup? For the corn.
Why have the syrup when you can have the corn?
Anything that you would normally add sweetener to, you can just eat corn with it.
Just have an ear of corn. Why do anything else?
Your body doesn't know the difference.
Is that what they say on TV? You keep saying that.
Yeah, dude, I've seen it on TV and I saw it on a billboard. A corn syrup advertisement. Like, who are they really trying to reach? Your body doesn't know the difference? Oh, it says here that my body doesn't know the difference. Let me run to the store and get some then. I was editing my website the other night. This is like 2 nights ago. Was it exactly 2 nights ago? And I was looking at at the little pane where I choose a theme in WordPress. And over on the pane, it shows me what it'll look like with these customizations applied. And at the bottom of every web browser ought to be a little status window that tells you what you're currently connecting to or waiting for. And so in the regular window, I'm waiting for my news portfolio to load. But at the bottom, I see that it's connecting to maintenance.uniqueworld.org. Okay, so I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's taking forever. So I go to uniqueworld.org, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a website dedicated to Unix.
What the fuck?
So I don't know. And I click on one of the stories, and it's like this gigantic page of text. And it's all these stories, like in-depth stories about dudes getting their dicks chopped off. And so I call up my host, and I'm like, hey, why is my website connecting to uniqueworld.org over and over? And like
you've got some malware on their server. That's all.
I think the malware might be built into WordPress 2016. Anybody else that uses that shit, check it out and see if you also connect to uniqueworld.org while editing photos within the WordPress thing. Isn't that weird?
Well, what it is you get malware on someone's server out there, and you can drive up fake traffic to your...
Well, he ran their little scan bot on it, and he said he couldn't find anything.
Yeah, well, he didn't try. Don't have the right... The hackers run in circles around guys like that. Those guys, they just want to go home and play WoW.
Yeah. I think you're right, but I think what this particular problem is that somebody actually on the WordPress development team for the WordPress 2016 theme.
Oh, you think he's in on it?
I think he might operate that site.
They got a bad seed, and that could happen.
Well, it's connected to a sub.
That's not unheard of, you know.
And I think he's probably just got the image software, like, installed on a subdomain of uniqueworld.org. So anytime I'm editing an image using this weird WordPress customization window, it's sending that image to
his. That doesn't make any sense, though.
So that it's
why
so
would
that
you
I'm
use
not editing
Unique
images
World,
server side.
The site that's probably fucking burning its servers down all constantly with weirdos. Whoever, Unique not weirdos, World. But whoever's into that. I'm sure there aren't too many websites. Well, I'm sure, you know, I don't know. There's probably millions of them. I've never looked into the... I shouldn't be... I'm not one to talk on Unique porn.
Why not? You want me to show you some pictures?
No. I might get hooked.
Yeah. What would you do if you're looking at... Say, I sent you some Unique porn. And while you're looking at it, you become aroused. Do you assume that it must be because subconsciously the eunuchs are turning you on? Or do you
probably
think it's
just
sexual,
you know,
excitement?
I don't know. Do you think Hillary Clinton is a eunuch? See, I bet the eunuchs, I mean, they probably just look feminine, right? Or are they, like, horribly scarred? I don't know.
Really
a horrible scar. I don't want to see that. It's just like a wound, you know? Ew.
They talk about getting this one guy hard and then sawing his hard cock off.
Oh, they have the stories, right?
Yes. Ew. These are big stories. They are graphic, too.
Hey, what was that guy who was your editor, right? Who made the... the editorial about how everything is all about emasculating. No, that's not the word for cutting a dick off.
Oh, castrating?
Castrating, yeah. Oh, that's
I don't remember
that's
this
cutting
guy.
The balls off, though, right?
It can be all. You can be cutting the whole package off, and they don't say it's not castrating. Oh, he cut his whole package off. Well, hold the phone here. Let's call Heather Marsh and see what we're supposed to call this. So, I don't know. Man, we're a couple of privileged white man babies tonight, aren't we?
Well,
we're letting it all hang out.
I don't think the castrati are too worried about our jokes.
Somebody is going to post in a link to our podcast. So like, indignant. Like, look at how they talk about
person.
Us.
Yeah.
This is how we're perceived in the media.
Now, imagine, though, that tomorrow some guys pulled you into an alley and just cut your manhood right off, right there.
It's not so funny now, is it?
You know, and you walk to the emergency room and there's just a big bloody spot where your dick used to be.
Man, that's fucked up, dude. But I don't know. I'm hard just thinking about it. So if somebody
wants
to do
that's
that.
That's when they saw you off, right?
That's God. When they get you.
I hope nobody use a saw.
What would you rather them use? Like a big pair of shears?
Hell, oh God! I don't want to think about it, man. Ugh.
I mean, I'd prefer a surgery if we have to do it.
Well, yeah, a surgeon would use a, you know, they would have a, what, some super sharp fucking scalpel, right?
And they'll give you anesthesia. You get painkillers. It's all good in the hood. There are people right now that would gladly trade their dick for a bottle full of pain pills.
I wonder if anyone's ever done a penis, what do you call it when you put it from one person to the other? Transplant.
Ooh.
Penis transplant. China, South Africa.
This is a thing. Yeah.
A penis is transplanted. It may be a graft, maybe grown artificially.
In a lab?
Hand, face, may not, they're not necessary to ensure the life of the patient. So
yeah, who cares about the patient? You're cutting his dick off. I mean,
no, you're putting a dick on him in a transplant.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's got to lose a dick, though.
A 44-year-old male had sustained loss of most of his penis in an accident. The transplanted penis came from the brain-dead 22-year-old. Although a success, the patient and his wife suffered trauma and had the surgery reversed.
What? Just take it off. It's not. It's not working out. Just get it off me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is we found you a penis transplant, but the bad news is it's coming off of a brain-dead baby.
And
you have a baby cock, sir.
I can't fuck that other man's dick, his wife said.
What?
I just can't do it. Yeah.
Oh, come on, lady. I bet she already has fucked other men's cocks, but they were attached to their bodies while she's waiting for this guy to get a prosthetic. And
no,
now
imagine,
she looks at it, it's
imagine,
too gross.
No, imagine that you're really used to somebody. You know, I bet they tried it out once and were like, that was so horrible and weird.
If it was like bleeding from around the seam and stuff, that would be a little awkward.
Yeah, it was only 15 days when they had it reversed, so it can't have been healed at all.
No, it wasn't. They just went right to work on it. Like, give it some time. It's a new cock, you know?
Okay.
Use porn for a while.
Let's see here. There was a procedure in 2014 also in South Africa on a 20-year-old man. Damn. 9-hour procedure used microsurgery to connect blood vessels and nerves. The patient lost because of a... Oh, God. He had a bad circumcision when he was 18, and he lost his dick. Probably fucking infected.
Jeez.
Fell off. But,
So he reached adulthood and then got a circumcision. Did nobody tell this guy that it feels better without? Like, if you have a choice, why?
You may have had a religious conversion. Who knows?
It doesn't say?
It doesn't even say his name on here. I guess I could look at
that. That didn't happen.
But the transplant fully worked for him.
Was the new dick circumcised or uncircumcised?
The new problem.
What if they had to circumcise it?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. But I bet they could have thrown that in for nothing.
The people have a right to know.
But it actually totally worked. You know, it may be a thing they do because of, look, it says circumcisions are performed frequently in South Africa to mark a boy's transition to adulthood, and it's usually unsanitary, amateurish type of thing they do. So it has a so South Africa has a huge demand for penis transplants, right? And he even had a kid with it. He can pee, he can get hard, he can come and everything. So it totally worked. Imagine if your dick fell off and some guys in a lab somewhere sewed one on for you and it worked. That'd be pretty sweet.
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be cool.
I mean, it would be like being like curative blindness almost.
Yeah, man, because sex is important. You gotta have a lot of it. You gotta have some, you know? When dogs die and, like, they never had sex, I feel kind of bad for them. Like, the best they ever got was humping a stuffed animal or something, and you know that about the dog.
You remember that
the dog cult, doesn't know about it.
Remember that cult that committed suicide, Heaven's Gate? All those guys were eunuchs.
Hale-Bopp?
Yeah. All those dudes were eunuchs.
I did not know that. Did they cut their own dicks off for the cult?
Yeah. That's right. And they were, like, talking in videos about it, and they were like, oh, this is great. Finally, my mind is off of sex, and I can be a pure and good person.
Finally.
Yeah, and they were so happy about it, you know?
The next stage of enlightenment is suicide. So you're cutting your dick off first, and then you pretty much have to commit suicide after that.
Then you'll be swept away with Hale-Bopp, baby.
Hale-Bopp was a beautiful comet.
It was so bright. I remember there was a comet that wasn't Hale-Bopp, but was a pretty big news story a couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago or something. And you couldn't see it with the naked eye. It was too dim, at least in places with light pollution. But I caught it accidentally on a long exposure, and it was twice the size of the moon, man.
Wow, that's awesome.
I still got that picture. I still got that somewhere, I hope.
Send it over to me, and I'll copyright it myself.
I may have posted it on Chronicle years ago. This is just, cool. It would have been Elfwax then.
I seem to remember something like that.
Yeah.
Those were crazy days, though.
Them crazy, good old boys in the good old days.
I'd like remember to thank Chi-Chat.
You remember that? I remember learning about the good old boys from Coach Anderson in Valley Middle.
Was that the guy that played with his hands in his pockets?
That's what everybody said, yeah. And he was always had his hands in his pockets and was fooling with something. And he would always say, yeah, I remember we was the good old boys. We would go down to the old X on, and now it's a Hess, I guess. We'd just walk on down there and get us a moon pie and a root beer or Coca-Cola or something. And that, you ever had peanuts in your Coca-Cola? Man, that's a treat. We'd have that at the baseball games, you know, that kind of a guy. And he had his hands down on his balls the whole time.
The whole time. Even in the story that he told, his hands were in his pockets in the story. Like he told,
that's pretty essential to our viewers imagining that story there, is that they should have.
He was playing with his balls the whole time.
The whole time. Just, you know.
Somebody said that to me. They called him the Pocket Pinball King.
Yeah, he was a good teacher, though. He was a good teacher, though.
Yeah, he was awesome, which is why, out of the corner of my eye, when I actually caught him playing with his balls, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, they weren't lying, and now it's totally, I couldn't help but let it change the way I felt about the man. Because, like, have a little control, you know?
Okay, so here's a new story I just clicked on.
He's a good guy.
Identical twins who share everything, including their boyfriend, vow to get pregnant at the same time.
Dude.
Imagine
that guy's life went from fucking 100 miles an hour to zero, hitting a brick wall.
Well, this is great. They've spent nearly $250,000 on cosmetic surgery so they can look even more alike. And
Now that I think about it, this guy's life is shit. He's the eye in a tornado of crazy.
they have to get the children at the same time because their bodies need to be even more identical. And wow, no, man. This guy is a muscular kind of mechanic guy. And I see him sitting there with this look of like, he looks like, ha, is this all you got? Right?
Yeah. So he
looks pretty virile. He looks very manly.
Well, this guy is banging twins, you know? I mean, come on.
And they've spent $250,000 on cosmetic surgery.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But it's really for themselves. Twins? I heard a story about two twins that decided that they could no longer both live at the same time, that one of them needed to die in order to live a normal life. And one of the twins was like, yeah, I'll be the one to die. You do this. And then they did it, and the other one lived a normal life.
Huh. Oh, because they had like a kind of mutual eating at each other corrosive type of thing, right?
Probably.
Well, this pair said they feel as if they don't exist if their sibling isn't with them.
Yeah, that's weird. But it makes sense, I guess. I mean, you're the same person. Even though you're two different entities, you're like a copy. One of you is just a copy of the other.
The three share a super king-sized bed.
Wow. The whole room is a bed. You just step up into the doorway and you're in the room bed.
Now, this guy is a super king. I'll tell you what. He's got two exactly the same wives.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, one can suck him off and he's like fucking the other one or like eating her out or something.
I imagine they have a weird language they speak to each other when they're mad at him.
Yeah. Wow, dude. They don't even need to say it. They just look at each other and like their foreheads pulse.
Yeah, they don't even need to. They think on the same wavelength, everything. They can't bear to think a different thought than the other.
That's really funny.
Jared Fogle has been beaten up in prison.
Oh, jeez.
Who would have saw that coming? Yeah. Pummeled by a fellow inmate in a smackdown.
A smackdown?
says FoxNews.com.
I haven't heard that anybody say smackdown since one of the WWE Nintendo 64 games I played. I don't know why that sounds like a Dennis Miller reference. But I said it like that.
He confessed to having sex with teenage prostitutes.
Damn, man.
You know about that, right?
They're basically slaves. Yeah, I know. I wrote that the old Chronicle.su story.
Yeah.
About the new Subway guy.
Oh, right.
Which you can read on the Internet
totally
Chronicle
not, he's
at Chronicle.su.
He's not a child fucker.
Yeah, he's not a pedophile. We don't want to confuse love with sexual pain. Jared Fogle is not a pedophile. And joining us live is Heather Marsh to define pedophile, which she is. Heather, you're live on Chronicle.su. What would you do if she came on? You'd lose your shit, right?
Pretty much, dude. I would not. If you did that, I would be amazed. I can't believe we didn't get Emma Kwan on here. That was such a missed opportunity.
Look, we could get Marsha's number and get her on the show right now. I'll get on Twitter and talk to her.
She would never do it. She would never do it.
Let's see here. We'll get her on.
Yeah, good luck. This show has gone on way too long. I can't believe anyone would listen to all this.
This is a good. This is a good show.
This
all right?
Is
a, this
must
is,
be like our year-end special.
Year-end special, middle of March, tax day special, daylight savings time special,
federal year-end special.
Did you notice that this daylight savings time was cool because when you went to reset your clock, you only had to press the button once. You didn't have to hit it 11 times.
11 times. Yeah, I thought I had the exact thought.
See, we're twins.
We should get surgery.
Now pretty much one of us has to die.
You need to get some bone extension therapy and become 6 feet long, 6 feet tall. They do that too. That's surgery. They do that for people who are really short. Genetically, I mean, not just you could be 7 feet tall, man. You'd have these really long bones, really long bones.
Why would your bones be so long?
They could probably take my bones out.
Yeah, you would have to whittle your bones down, and then
that would make more sense.
All your limbs would be intentionally broken,
and then they
hewn back together.
They would cut a big slit right down the center of my arm, and cut a whole eighth inch, quarter inch, probably a whole, and probably like 2 inches out of every bone.
And you know what we could do with the rest of that bone? Is divide it up between the two of us and build ourselves larger cocks.
I could make a knife handle with my own bone. That would be really
Would you smart. Do that?
Oh, if I ever had my bone removed, I would make something out of it. I would love to make a knife out of it.
All right. I've given Georgie BC...
She probably has you blocked. She probably has you blocked, though, right?
No, well, she used to, but I'm unblocked now.
She has me blocked. How is she ever going to... Why would she want to be on the show with someone she blocked? This doesn't make sense.
Because that's all water under the bridge now. We're adults. We're in this business together.
It's been a year since we were making fun of Death Eaters, honestly.
Look, we're Hillary. She's Trump. There can be pictures of us together hanging out. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like this, Georgie.
Well, this is kind of an interesting pinned tweet on her feed. Surveillance military corporations are the symptom, and the resource corporations are the disease. Do you agree with that? Oil.
I saw that tweet. And, well, do I have to agree or disagree with it?
No. Have a comment on it, maybe. We got to talk about something.
I think it's a valid criticism of the modern... But that's the kind of thing that, like, Trump could say it, Bernie could say it, fucking Hillary could say it, and it would be true no matter who said it, but it would mean something different from every person. So I wonder what she means by it, really.
Also, here's what she said. I don't think she's tweeted anything since December. I don't know why she would respond to you now.
It's a dead account. What is she doing with that empty dead account?
She's probably doing something else, you know. Probably got boring. But, I mean, no, these are boring tweets. It's, you know, look, also impossible to separate from resource corporations, banks, telecoms, media, transport, right?
Everything. This is everything.
Well, I mean, she is going straight for infrastructure, financial infrastructure, you know, telecom, you know, maybe media is not necessarily infrastructure, but transport is, resources. And, you know, people hate on infrastructure because why do they do that? I mean, to me, you should be hating on the man right above you who's exploiting you right now, you know? You're working for Papa John's, you should hate John Snyder, right?
The man Whatever himself.
Yeah. Your man. Not the whole damn system, you know? Do you want everyone to just lay down and die or something? I don't get it. You can do better with renewable stuff, right?
You gotta hate something, and you gotta hate somebody.
That's right.
You might as well hate... You could hate the system and the people in the system, I think. You got to hate everything. Like, I would hate John, especially if I saw his personal bank account or his profits or, like, his assets. I'd probably really hate the guy. whether I worked for him.
You don't
or
need
not.
To see that shit.
I don't need to see it to hate it. I believe it, baby.
Yeah.
It's in my blood.
Papa John's is the real man.
He's a papa. He's the patriarchy. Papa patriarchy John Smith or whatever the fuck you said his name is. Pedophile John? We'll find
Jared
out next
Fogle.
He's a pedophile.
Jared Fogle. Jared Fogle is serving a 16-year sentence. And he got his face bashed in.
Wow. His face. He was beautiful face.
His, yeah. He was on South Park.
As a good guy?
I guess. He said he lost weight because of AIDS. And it was really, you know, like personal trainers.
Jared Fogelty.
Yeah. We ought to really wrap this shit up, man. This is way past its prime. I mean, 30 minutes ago, this shit was winding down.
Your body doesn't know the difference.
Yeah,
you're
you
listening
say
to
that. I can tell
Chronicle.su. I'm HateSec. This has been Kilgore of the Internet Chronicle. Hey, somebody complimented you on Twitter. They love the Anti-Leaders Handbook.
Isn't that nice?
Since we put it on LevilJoker.org, it's gotten a little bit more attention.
Oh, hey, that's nice.
Yeah, it's right up there at the top now, too. Like, everybody can click on it now. It's exposed.
And did
like
you change the Chronicle SU profile?
Profile.
You should link to it. Yeah, what's that?
Oh,
profile?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good profile.
Good. I'll change it someday.
Chronicle.su is brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated, Liebel-Droker.com, and uniqueworld.org. Chronicle.su is a Liebel Droker affiliate, owned and operated by Liebel Droker for profit. Your body doesn't know the difference. Thanks, Kilgore.
You're welcome.
And go
good
fuck
night,
yourselves.
Folks. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. We'll be right back.
the sky.